This is a Sage Story.
I'm Richard Rhodes. I've lived in Atlanta since 1972. I was in my early 30s when I moved to Atlanta. I came from Rochester, New York, but I actually had escaped from Tampa, Florida because of the Johns Committee, which was investigating homosexuals in the school system, and my name was on the list, and I left the state rather than put up with their things. I came from here from Athens, Georgia, and I was in my 30s, and Atlanta was wonderful for young people. Even though 30 now is not considered young, but it was back then, and we had a great time up until the early 80s when the AIDS epidemic started and people started dying. I was in Alcoholics Anonymous for 26 years. I attended meetings, and every year on my birthday, my August 14th birthday, I always went to have an HIV test. At 65, I was diagnosed with HIV. I'm coming out to a lot of people here in this room. They don't know that. It's not something that I hide, but it's not something I tell a lot of people about. I've been very fortunate in the fact that the treatment I have received and I have folders if anybody's interested, I go to the VA. I was in the Navy. And I go to the VA here in Atlanta, and they have an organization, or they stress how they are all out for the LGBTA community. And I have never had a problem going to the VA. They've been very good with me. I'm undetectable. My CD4 count is in the 900s, which is very high. And as I say, most people don't, it's not something that comes up on a daily basis. And I don't see any reason why it should come up, because it's a manageable disease now. But you have to get into the part where you have adequate treatment. Now, I know the VA gets a bum rap in a lot of areas, and I can only speak for the VA here in Atlanta, but they give you excellent treatment, and the reason is because they're right on, basically, on the Emory campus. And most of the doctors and people at the VA are Emory doctors and graduates and working in their Emory programs. Basically, most people used to think of HIV, AIDS as a youth disease, but then Liberace and Rock Hudson and people started dying and they realized it. But now, by the year 2017, which is not that far, 5 years from now, half of the women with AIDS will be over 50 years old. And people seem to think that when you get over 50 or so, you don't have sex. Well, let me tell you, I don't know what happened when I was in my 60s, but I took lots of unnecessary chances. I knew what caused AIDS. I was very well aware of it. But somehow, somebody that I was fooling around with didn't bother to tell me that they were HIV positive. So it's just something that you have to live with. And I don't feel discouraged by it. I mean, you have a lot of other... At 75, I have other things wrong with me. Kidney disease. I've had a triple bypass surgery. All of the things that deal with people in their old age. And I always look forward to. Many of you in this room will know the movie Harold and Maude. Well, I always thought that at 80, that was just a beautiful time. Just take a handful of pills and go on out. But since I'm 75 and in damn good health, I don't intend to take a whole handful of pills.
Good. Share your story at sageusa.org/sagestory.